98.3 KLRA, the Texas Country Original. And don't fall for it because it's April Fool's Day. You know, we just give you that warning right up front that people are going to be playing jokes on you today. They're going to be messing with your head. But we promise almost, okay, we're making no promises on the morning show. That's all I'm saying. We're just going to, you know, do the best we can. Chicago beat the Rockets last night. Not good for Houston for the NBA playoffs because we were right on that, you know, right on that wire to start off with. We lost 103-100. Dallas at Detroit tonight. Should Dallas win, I think they slide ahead of the Rockets a little bit. Huge baseball game weekend for the Fighting Texas Aggies. We're playing Florida at their place. We're ranked number one in the nation. They're ranked number two. So that'll be kind of interesting. Vanderbilt beat South Carolina last night, by the way, in SEC baseball. They're ranked in the top 10 as well, number four and number six. And our softball team is entertaining Arkansas. They'll be here for the first game tonight at 6:30 at the Aggie Softball Complex. 6:10 with Roger and Carly at 98.3.
ABC News Now. I'm Karen Chase. Wall Street will be watching when the government's March jobs report comes out today. Economists predict it'll show 200,000 new jobs were created and the unemployment rate held steady at 4.9%. Schools are closed in Chicago, and not because of spring snow. Teachers are staging a one-day walkout, demanding better education funding. Will this make job seekers go west? California lawmakers passed a $15 an hour minimum wage law. The rate will be raised gradually and hit 15 by 2022. Backers say most of the economic recovery so far has benefited the rich. Gunfire at a busy bus terminal in Richmond sent passengers scattering. A Virginia State trooper shot in the incident has died. He'd been talking to the gunman when he pulled his weapon. He was then gunned down by police. No word on a motive. Police were conducting an anti-terrorism drill. Donald Trump smiled as he left a meeting with Republican Party leaders in Washington, saying the topic was unity. But in a rare admission, he said he may have misspoken when he said if abortion were banned, women should be punished for getting them. This is ABC News.
98.3 KLRA. Roger and Carly doing the morning show with Blake Shelton and Gorda. At 6:24, it's Friday, April the 1st. So we just try to warn you about that, April the 1st. People are going to be doing stuff today. There's a good chance it's not going to be us. But then again, I mean, you know us, right? So, no 100% guarantee we're not going to do something, but most people are be messing with you a little bit today. 50% chance of scattered thunderstorms this morning. Cloudy and windy in the afternoon. High of 65 at 61 and mostly cloudy right now. And celebrity birthdays today include Hillary Scott from Lady Antebellum. She is 30 today. A long time ago, there was a movie called Love Story. It had Ryan O'Neal and Ally McGraw as the stars of the show. The famous line of is, love is never having to say you're sorry. Well, Ally McGraw from that movie, 77 today. Debbie Reynolds, who played, well, Tammy for a long time, 84 today. Not Tammy like Melissa McCarthy Tammy, but a whole different kind of Tammy. She also happens to be the mother of Carrie Fisher, who you know as Princess Leia. She is 84 today. In 1957 on this day, the BBC announced that because of a mild winter in Switzerland, spaghetti trees were producing more spaghetti than normal, and they showed footage of people pulling strands of spaghetti off tree branches. People immediately started calling in and asking how to grow their own spaghetti tree, and that's when they found out it was a 1957 April Fool's joke. In 1985, Sports Illustrated claimed a rookie pitcher named Sid Finch was planning to play for the New York Mets. They said he could throw a baseball at 168 miles an hour and that he had trained at a monastery in Tibet. Mets fans were crazy. They loved it. And the magazine was flooded with requests for more information. And that's when they found out it was a 1985 April Fool's joke. But in 1996, Taco Bell said they were buying the Liberty Bell and going to rename it the Taco Liberty. Another April Fool's joke. 626, that's no joke.
Roger and Carly on 98.3 KORA.
Okay, let's see a few things that have happened in the overnight that may look like an April Fool's joke to you. Donald Trump says that he totally said the wrong thing about abortion, no matter how you look at it. And for a guy who a lot of people think says a lot of stupid things, for him to say he said a stupid thing, is that an April Fool's? I don't know. Hillary Clinton said she's tired of Bernie Sanders telling lies about her. And, okay, Hillary, complaining of lying? Is that an April Fool's joke? Fighting Texas Aggie football team playing a game tonight at Kyle Field. We got to win because we're the only team there. That's not an April Fool's joke. And last night on American Idol,
the first person to move forward, Trent. Congratulations. Also making it, Dalton. Congratulations. That means LaForsha and McKenzie are the bottom two this week.
I do it for you.
No, stop.
You've been amazing. Come on.
I do it for you.
It could be either of you.
No.
Let's see what the result is, all right?
No.
The final person to make it through is LaForsha.
Wow.
Congratulations, LaForsha. That means we say goodbye to the one and only McKenzie Moore.
McKenzie's off American Idol. That's not an April Fool's joke. We got sports in five, y'all, and we give away Carrie Underwood tickets today.
Yes, baby, write this down.
Proud to be the George Strait Station. That's no April Fool's joke. Roger and Carly at 98.3 KORA. It is Friday. That's a good thing about it.
Yes.
The weather forecast, that could turn out. I hope that's a joke.
Really?
What they said a couple of days ago that today was going to be like, and the forecast we got right now.
We will see. We will have to wait and see.
Supposed to get a lot better over the weekend, though, and I surely hope it is, because for the big event tomorrow, sunny skies and a high of about 75.
That's nice.
I want that.
Yes.
And then Sunday, same story all over again, and I want that. But the weather for today, woo! It's a little crazy.
Yeah, it looks a little nuts. I did hear as well that there was a wreck at University and Texas, I believe.
You heard that?
This morning? This morning.
Already?
Yes. So a three-car wreck.
Is that a joke?
It's not a joke.
That's for real?
That's serious stuff. So
University and where?
In Texas, I believe it was.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So be safe out there.
That's a very busy intersection.
It's a very busy intersection. And I believe it was a three-car wreck. So
Stay away from it.
Yes.
Don't go there. Don't drive anywhere near there. Stay away from the area for the next 12, 14 hours.
Take some back roads this morning.
First they have to clean it up. Then they have to do accident investigation. Then somebody's got to go to lunch.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have out barricades. They'll have caution tape. They'll have a helicopter over with a spotlight.
Yes. I'm sure all of that. I'm sure all of that is happening right now as we speak.
Okay, then.
Okay.
Here's sports with Carly.
In the NBA, it was Chicago over Rockets 103-100. Dallas at Detroit tonight. College baseball, number 4, Vanderbilt, with 6 over number 6, South Carolina, with 3.
That's all they could talk about on the SEC channel
Vanderbilt
yesterday.
Vanderbilt and South Carolina.
I'm watching Paul Feinbaum, and all he could talk about and all the callers could talk about was Vandy playing South Carolina because they're rated number 4 and number 6. Well, hey, dude, how about number 1 and number 2?
Right. That's coming up tonight, 6 p.m. in Gainesville. Number 1, Texas A&M taking on number 2, Florida at Florida. The Saturday and Sunday games will be on ESPNU. College softball, Arkansas and Texas A&M, 6:30 tonight at the Yankee Softball Complex. NCAA Men's College Basketball Final Four, NRG Stadium in Houston, Saturday. Villanova versus Oklahoma at 5:09, followed by Syracuse versus North Carolina. Watch the games on TBS. NCAA Women's College Basketball Final Four, Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis on Sunday. Oregon State versus UConn at 5 p.m. on ESPN. Syracuse versus Washington, 7:30 p.m. on ESPN2. It's Friday Night Lights at Kyle Field for the Fighting Texas Aggie football team. Scrimmage starts at 8 p.m. is open to the public. Gates at the southeast and northeast corners of the stadium open at 7 p.m. Charlie Hoffman, the first round leader at the Shell Houston Open with an 8 under par 64. Jordan Spieth finished with a 67. University of Texas baseball coach Augie Garrido will be inducted into the National College Baseball Hall of Fame this summer. Garrido has coached 5 national championship teams and 1,961 victories, but the Horns are coming up a little short this year with an 11-14 start. 4 local high school soccer teams in the playoffs tonight. Brenham versus the College Station Lady Cougars. Magnolia versus the A&M Consolidated Lady Tigers. The Bryan Lady Vikings play Tomball Memorial and the A&M Consolidated Boys Northland Magnolia West. Major League Baseball's regular season starts Monday for the Texas Rangers, opening at home with Seattle, and the Houston Astros on the road to play the Yankees in New York.
The Astros are already mathematically eliminated from the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, it's done.
Because the season hasn't started yet. I just thought I'd get ahead of the curve.
Thanks.
For Friday, April Fool's Day, 50% chance of scattered thunderstorms this morning, cloudy and windy this afternoon. That's a real forecast, high of 65, mostly cloudy early, and then the skies clear off late tonight with a low of about 45. If you go to Friday Night Lights, the weather will probably clear up as the evening goes by. It's 61, feels like 59 with Roger and Carly. Zach Summers is in the newsroom. The news brought to you by Sioux Falls Freighter Equipment.
I'm Zach Summers with your KXHG News update on 98.3 KORA. Upgrades are coming to the Larry Ringer Library in College Station. The City Council approved a $727,000 design contract for the aging library at their meeting last night. It's all part of an $8.3 million bond passed in 2008. The expansion will bring things like more space for books, better soundproofing throughout the library, more parking spaces, and even more program space. Library personnel say they expect groundbreaking to happen later this year. And the council also approved a $944,000 contract for engineering services in relation to the Lakeway Pebble Creek Parkway extension. The $15 million project will connect a portion of Lakeway Drive just behind the Lowe's on Highway 6 to Scott and White Hospital to the north. The road connection will serve as an alternate route to Highway 6. I'm Zach Summers with your KXHG News update. Now back to the Roger and Carly Morning Show on 98.3 KORA.
Yes, I heard that whistling too.
Weird.
I have no idea where it came from.
No, that's odd.
Because it's April Fool's Day.
It is April Fool's Day. Oh, you got me.
You know, nothing makes me remember elementary school like April Fool's Day. That was the big day. Okay, we have a chicken fried steak dinner for two, Roger and Carly special, specially prepared for you at the Longhorn Tavern Steakhouse, downtown B-Town.
Yeah.
Where we often remind you to order your pie first. Why, you say?
Because it might sell out and you'd be sad.
That was incredibly brilliant.
Thank
right
you.
There. Now on to the contest to win. Here's the question today. Our blank makes us stupid.
Uh-huh.
And, according to people who know, that's a good thing. Our blank makes us stupid, and according to people who know, that's a good thing. A new study found that by forgetting a bunch of facts, people feel like they're actually clearing up their brains to be more creative. Because now you got a lot of basic stuff on your blank, and you can just go to the blank and get it, and then you don't have to think about it.
I think I know.
They also found out that 3 out of 5 people say they'd feel sad or even panicked if their blank was lost or possibly stolen or even hacked, really. So what is it that we're talking about here? Our blank makes us stupid, and that's not a good thing. Oh, your hint is it's not a computer. 776, well, it kind of is. 5672, yeah. It's not the
You're
computer.
You're confusing everyone.
Google that. 98.3 KORA. Music to clog by early in the morning. It's hard to clog. Your shoes keep coming off.
I bet.
Zane Williams.
Things on.
Here's to you. Do they have clogs in Kansas? Clog
yeah,
shoes?
I think they have clogs everywhere. Nobody
they
really
do. That's
wears
universal?
Them. Yeah. Like
now, I don't mean like those. What are those?
Crocs?
Yeah, not yeah. those.
No, I know.
Like
you're
the ones
about the wooden shoes.
Yeah, out of wood. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a Danish or Dutch thing or something.
It is.
Yeah.
How about clogged cowboy boots? You ever seen that?
No, thank goodness.
Well, then let me introduce you to someone who has several pair. From BCS Tires and Lifts, it's the world's most interesting redneck and owner of clogged cowboy boots. Here's
Good morning, sir.
Hey, buddy. Here we are, April Fool's Day.
This morning for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I'd go for the high note, see if I could shatter the glass. I didn't. Okay, survey says that 40% of us do not know how to change a tire on our automobile.
40%?
A new survey found 40% of Americans have no bleeping idea where the tire, 17% don't even know where it is in their car. And 10% in the group also have gone through the car wash with their windows down.
Oops.
That's a fun group right there.
Is it raining? They don't know. Yeah.
Well, you know, when it comes to taking a tire off, just bring it to us. You don't have to know how.
See, and that's the first thing I thought of. Who doesn't know how to change a tire? Just call BCS Tires and Lifts. Mm-hmm. They come right where you're at.
That's why people don't know how. They say they don't know how because they don't know how to get out of the car, erase the trunk, and take the tire off. Hey, if you know how to dial our number,
yeah, that's all there is. You put it in your address in your phone. You just push it. Boom.
Good to go.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Well, I like that. Well, I know how to change mine, but there's no air conditioning out there by the wheel. So
I know how to change mine too. Open the back door and say, "Hey, y'all,
check
out my truck."
Yeah, right.
It's easy.
I have found out not to ask them what's taking so long, though. That never goes over.
No, that usually tends to take longer then.
Oh, way longer.
Yeah. Then they tell you, well, let's see, I got this due.
And if you're lost, they'll tell you where to go.
That's right.
That's handy.
Yeah, so that's good. So what's going on at BCS Tires and Lifts today? What are you doing?
Work, and more work. I can go see the tax man, so today ain't going to be a good day for me.
You're going to do your taxes on April Fool's Day. Really?
Yeah. It's a dangerous idea.
I know. I could have swore they was kidding when they told me that day.
Oh, man.
Well, I might get there and then go, hey, man, we're just jack with you.
Yeah, you don't even have to be here.
That's right. Wouldn't that be a trick?
Well, it would be. It'd be a funny trick.
Yeah, we're just kidding.
Just kidding, Ralph. We already did your taxes. Here's your refund.
There you go.
Yeah,
that would be a good day.
Yeah, it would. I know what I know what a return is.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you take it back to the store and have 14 reasons why you don't have the receipt. But I'm not real sure about a refund. I haven't seen that happen in a long time.
Not your thing.
Exactly.
I found out the government's expensive, and they need every penny I got.
Yeah, I know.
That's what they keep telling us.
That way the rich boy don't have to spend none. Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, because, you know, if I got to go buy something, I got to think about it.
Uh-huh.
I need to save up for it and, you know, come up with the money somehow.
Yeah.
The government wants something. Reach in his pocket. He's got it. Go ahead and take it from there.
Yeah. How much we need? Fire up the printer.
That's it.
<Yeah.
laughs> Get it from him. He's got it.
Yeah, that's right.
If he ain't, we'll make him get it anyway.
Yeah. Let's squeeze that redneck and that DJ down in Bryan. We'll get something out of him.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a lot, but we'll get something.
Yeah.
Yeah, taxmen don't mess with rednecks too much, though.
Right.
You know.
Because
the value on that 64 just
it's a difference.
It just ain't worth it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they don't understand what priceless means.
That's right.
Yeah. It's really good.
We need to teach them that word, don't we?
Yeah.
It's priceless, man.
Yeah.
Don't charge us no taxes on that.
No.
They got a price on it.
No. So
they like doing that, that's for sure.
What are you guys doing down at the shop today? I mean, it's April Fool's Day. You're not going to pull no tricks, are you?
Nah, I was trying to think of a good one, but I couldn't figure out one. You know, letting somebody's wheel fall off, they wouldn't think that was funny.
No, that wouldn't be funny. If you're going to do a prank, it's got to be on a mirror.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That'd be the thing right there.
Mm-hmm. But he's so easy to trick. We get him all the time.
But then there's repercussions.
I know it.
Yeah.
That's why my check was short this week.
Yeah. That's called backlash right there.
Exactly.
So there.
I'll call him here in a minute and tell him something major, make him get up and come to work.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was just kidding.
Yeah.
There you go.
Tell him you heard a fire truck going down the street and you're pretty sure it's heading for the shop.
Yeah.
Oh, he loved that.
The sprinklers are just going off everywhere inside the store.
Yeah.
There you go. The sprinklers going off. Yeah. I haven't seen that happen in other places before, and that's not cool.
No, it's a bad deal.
No.
That's worse than the fire itself.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of cleanup on aisle 11 after that. That's a problem.
Tear up everything.
Okay.
Yeah, trash can smoke tore up the whole place.
From big old tires to little old tires, custom rims, lifts, leveling kits, front end alignments, how do we get to BCS Tires and Lifts?
2319 Texas Avenue South, right next door to Coffee Corner, or bcstirepros.com.
Fantastic. Thank you, Thomas.
Thanks.
Thank you, there.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. We've got Jeremy on the phone from Bryan, Texas, to be our first winner of the day right after this.
Roger and Carly on 98.3 KORA.
Corey Morrow, winning hand on the Texas Country Original, 98.3 KORA. Roger and Carly on the morning show.
Yep.
Giving away Carrie Underwood concert tickets.
We are.
Within the next 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
If your telephone rings in the next 20 minutes... It's a real good chance it could be us.
Yep.
So you have to say something funny like, happy April Fools from Roger and Carly.
Mm-hmm.
No, the giveaway's not, that's not April Fools. No. We're really doing that.
We really are.
Somebody is really, really winning tickets to Carrie Underwood concert on April the 19th, now just 19 days away.
For serious.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Like yesterday, it was next month.
Mm-hmm.
But now?
Now it's actually only 18 days away.
See?
Mm-hmm. It's getting closer every second.
By 7:30, the concert could be over. We should speed
well,
it up.
Would suck. A little bit.
Okay, yeah. This is the weekend for AggieCon 47, and it's called 47 because we've done it for 46 years in a row. So this is year number 47.
That makes sense.
The world's oldest and largest fan-run convention that includes sci-fi, fantasy, gaming, horror, anime, and cosplay. It's today, Saturday, and Sunday at the Brazos County Expo Center. Also features events and panels talking about some like educational stuff.
Yeah, I've heard about these things. I've never been to one of them, but they sound like a good time. I know my nieces really like to go. So
we have someone here at the radio station that I can't say Justin Leggett who it is, but they love this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
you know that Justin could be out there like disguised as something. You know, like a display. You wouldn't know it was like a real guy.
I could see him doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he said he's on vacation.
See?
Ah.
He went to AggieCon.
Okay.
Brazos County Expo Center starts today, goes through Saturday and Sunday, and here's your weather.
Brazos Valley Weather. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local Kubota dealer, now in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, and Sealy.
Fortunately, the forecast is only for Brazos Valley, not for Arkansas. A 50% chance of scattered thunderstorms this morning. Cloudy and windy by the afternoon. It's 65 at the moment. Well, no, 65 is the high. It's 61 at the moment. So we're like only four off from the best it's going to be.
Hey, close.
Okay. 7-Eleven with Roger and Carly.
ABC News Now. I'm Karen Chase. Is it still a good time to look for a job? The government's latest employment report may offer clues when it comes out this morning. Some predict it'll show a 200,000 job increase and a 4.9% jobless rate. Backers of California's $15 an hour minimum wage law say it's not a luxury. It's a necessity to pull hardworking Americans out of poverty. The measure incrementally increases salaries by the year 2022. Explosives material was left on a Virginia school bus for 2 days before the CIA realized it was still there and removed it. Agency officials say the putty-like substance used to test a dog's ability to sniff it out was inert. The man who took a selfie with the hijacker of that Egypt Air flight before the incident ended defended his actions, saying he thought he was going to die. And if it was a real bomb, he wanted the bomber to know his victims had faces. The best of the brackets have arrived in Houston for the final showdown. First to tip off Saturday night in the NCAA championship will be Syracuse against North Carolina, followed by Villanova versus Oklahoma. This is ABC News.
The Roger and Carly Morning Show in progress right now. We have Carrie Underwood tickets to give away in the next few minutes.
We do.
So we just prompt you, if your phone rings in the next few minutes.
It's probably us.
Yes, it probably is. Free advice on the way about some April Fool's pranks you can pull at the office. You could still do it.
Yes, there's still time.
Doesn't require a whole lot. And hilarious all.
Oh, yeah.
That's on the way in five. 98.3 KORA, the Texas Country Original. Garth Brooks ain't going down till the sun comes up. Garth is up for an ACM award on Sunday night. And Entertainer of the Year he's up for. I think that's right.
Man, he gets my vote.
He does?
Have you seen that man in concert recently?
Not recently,
he
I haven't.
All over the stage. If he hasn't dropped 20 pounds because of that world tour, then I don't know what he's eating.
What the?
Because, oh my gosh, I don't know where he got that energy.
Carly and I will be picking who we think are the winners of the ACM Awards, the major ones. We'll be doing that in the 9 o'clock hour this morning, around 9:20.
I'm excited.
We're just going to check off the list and see if we're good at, you know, figuring out who's going to win the big awards on Sunday night.
Definitely.
And Garth is up for Entertainer of the Year. It sounds like that's who you're going to vote for.
Probably.
Because
get my vote.
I don't think he's going to win that. I want him to.
Stop it, Roger.
I want him to
Whatever.
Win. Mm-hmm. I like Garth.
What? No, you don't. If
yes,
you
I do.
Him, you wouldn't say that.
Well, I want him to win, but I don't.
I know. We'll see.
There's some big shows for him to beat out.
There really are. But that was just an amazing show. Of course, I've totally fangirled through the whole thing, but it was fantastic.
I think you're going to swoon. I can't believe it. Okay, our free advice today, 5 last-minute April Fool's pranks you can still pull on your coworkers that require little or no preparation.
Okay.
Now, no one who works here can actually do any of these things until we get out of the building, which is going to be all day. So,
JR.
No, JR is a good example.
Don't touch my desk.
For example. Okay, here we go. These are things you can do at the office. Cover their stuff in sticky notes.
Mm-hmm.
Just get a few coworkers together and cover someone's entire work area with Post-it notes.
It's a good idea. I've seen this before, and it has quite the effect.
The person who is in charge of office supplies will love this joke.
Uh-huh.
And you can also go out in the parking lot and get their car, too.
Oh,
then they'll really think you're funny.
That takes some time.
Number 2, rubber band their office phone. Get a few rubber bands and wrap them around their office phone so that when it rings and they reach to pick it up, it won't pick up.
Oh, that's funny.
And then you could have someone buzz in and you could say, oh, it's the big boss. Answer it quick.
You need to get it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And capture that on video so you can put it on social media.
And we can all laugh at them together.
Hang a sign on the new voice-activated copier. Chances are some people haven't really seen this, so they'll walk up and they'll see copier now voice activated. Tell it to make you a copy. And they'll say, again, you got to record it.
There are people in this building that would fall for that.
Yeah, uh-huh. I would have fell for it if I hadn't read this. Number 4, kill their mouse.
Aww.
Unplug the mouse from the back of their computer or just take the batteries out of it if it's wireless. And then they're trying to make it work.
I mean, and they sit back and watch the show of the flying mouse, you know, going across the office.
But eventually, you hook it all back up and just say, April Fools, uh-huh. And then they kick you in the shin.
Yeah.
Number 5, put mayonnaise on donuts. Now, this does require a little preparation.
It does.
Go by and pick up some donuts on the way to work, and then put mayonnaise on it like it's frosting.
Yeah. And that would be so awful but hilarious as long as it doesn't happen to you.
Unless you're a true blue redneck, and then you'd think it was really good.
Yeah, be like, oh, this is delicious.
You would give it a name like Eclair or something like that.
Give it some of that chipotle mayo on it.
That would do it. Rub a little jalapeno on it. As always, a nice haircut at Sport Clips is a great way to celebrate April Fool's Day. And that, of course, is no joke. Because you get a great haircut there anytime. Walk-ins are welcome. No appointments are necessary. They're open 7 days a week. And you can even give yourself the MVP treatment for just a little bit more. It starts with a hot, steamy towel, ends with a relaxing shoulder massage. In between, a terrific haircut from the Guy Smart stylists who are up to date on all the latest sports headlines and ready to have a conversation with you about your favorite sports subject. 3 locations, Tower Point Shopping Center, University Drive, and FM 2818 in Villa Maria. Sport Clips, where it's good to be a guy.
Roger and Carly on 98.3 KORA.
Got my finger on the dial. We got to call our winner of the Carrie Underwood tickets. I think it's going to be Jennifer Gutierrez. Is that?
I think that's it.
Let's see if she's
home. Sounds right.
We'll call her up. This would be good.
Hello?
Jennifer Gutierrez, it's Roger and Carly.
Yes?
So, guess what?
Did I win?
Yes.
You did.
Oh, my God, that's so awesome.
You are going to see Carrie Underwood.
Uh-huh.
That's awesome.
Easton Corbin and the Swan Brothers all in Houston on April the 19th. We got you tickets right here.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God, I'm so happy.
Isn't that fun?
It is.
Yeah.
That's a good way to start the Friday.
It is.
You know, this is the Storyteller Tour that carries on, and she just extended it because it's going so successful, but you don't have to wait because you're going on April the 19th.
That's awesome. That's my husband's birthday.
Oh, perfect.
Really?
Yes, it is.
This would be a great surprise for him, won't it?
It sure will. I'll get to enjoy his birthday present.
Oh, man, that's the way to do it right there. Do you have a favorite Carrie Underwood song?
I really like all her songs. Temporary Home's one of my favorites.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, she's incredibly good. And talk about physically fit.
Oh! Yes.
Wow.
She looks great.
I want her legs.
Yes. She is something else. Well, Jennifer, you're going to be at the big show on April the 19th in Houston. Carrie Underwood, along with Easton Corbin and the Swan Brothers. So who just made you a winner on your husband's birthday?
98.3 KORA.
The Roger and Carly Morning Show on 98.3 KORA.
Tim McGraw, humble and kind, both kinds.
No, both.
98.3 KORA, Roger and Carly, no joke, April Fool's joke
no.
Show.
You got that?
I think I just joked myself by trying to say that.
That's
cut that
just
right out
there.
Right now. We got some cool sports coming up, and I think now's a good time, so here's Carly.
That works in the NBA with Chicago beating out Rockets by 3, 103-100, the final. Dallas at Detroit tonight. College baseball, number 4 Vanderbilt over number 6 South Carolina yesterday, 6-3, but the real game coming up tonight. Number 1 Texas A&M at number 2 Florida, 6 p.m. in Gainesville. They also play Saturday and Sunday. Those games will be on ESPNU. College softball, Arkansas and Texas A&M, 6:30 tonight at the Aggie Softball Complex. NCAA Men's College Basketball Final Four action going down in NRG Stadium in Houston tomorrow. Villanova versus Oklahoma at 5:09, followed by Syracuse versus North Carolina. Watch the games on TBS. NCAA Women's College Basketball Final Four, Bankers Life Field House in Indianapolis on Sunday. It's Oregon State versus UConn at 5 on ESPN. Syracuse versus Washington, 7:30 on ESPN2. Friday Night Lights at Kyle Field for the Fighting Texas Aggie football team. The scrimmage starts at 8 o'clock tonight and is open to the public. Gates at the southeast and northeast corners of the stadium open at 7. Charlie Hoffman, the first round leader at the Shell Houston Open with an 8 under par 64. Jordan Spieth finished with the 67. The University of Texas baseball coach Augie Garrido will be inducted into the National College Baseball Hall of Fame this summer. Garrido has coached 5 national championship teams and 1,961 victories, but the Horns are coming up a little short this year with an 11-14 start. 4 local high school soccer teams in the playoffs tonight. Brenham versus the College Station Lady Cougars. Magnolia versus the A&M Consolidated Lady Tigers. The Bryan Lady Vikings play Tomball Memorial, and the A&M Consolidated Boys play Magnolia West. Major League Baseball's regular season starts Monday for the Texas Rangers, opening at home with Seattle. The Houston Astros on the road to play the Yankees in New York.
For Friday, April the 1st, 50% chance of scattered thunderstorms this morning. Cloudy and windy by the afternoon, mostly cloudy early, and then finally the skies get clear late tonight. High of 65, low tonight 45. It is 61 and cloudy with Roger and Carly. Zach Summers is in the newsroom, and it's 7:41.
I'm Zach Summers with your KAGS HD News update on 98.3 KORA. 24-year-old Luis Reyna is in jail after deputies say they found $6,000 worth of drugs in his car. Brazos County Sheriff deputies were responding to a disturbance call when they say they smelled a strong odor coming from the car. Inside, they found more than 21 ounces of marijuana and 20 grams of meth. Reyna is charged with possession and manufacturing and delivery of a controlled substance. And the federal government is helping low-income Americans pay for internet access. Yesterday, the Federal Communications Commission voted 3-2 to expand the Lifeline program to internet and phone service. That program subsidizes those services to just $9.25 a month. It's the latest federal government attempt to close a digital divide between those who have access to the internet and those who do not. It's expected to start in December. I'm Zach Summers with your KAGS HD News update. Now back to the Roger and Carly Morning Show on 98.3 KORA.
It's Bree Bagwell on 98.3 KORA, Texas Country Original. Half is good, which kind of sounds like half is bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you add it up, but half is good, and then the other half's got mold on it. You know, like a loaf of bread?
Oh.
If you open up a loaf of bread.
I just thought about it, and I haven't looked at the loaf of bread in my fridge for a while.
And a couple of the pieces have mold on them, but two or three pieces down doesn't. Do you just keep it? You use it anyway?
It depends on how desperate I am, I think.
I think it depends on whether you're a guy or not. Guy have no
that
problem
too.
With that.
Like, do I have time to go to the store?
Like, one moldy hot dog weenie, and then two or three, they're okay. You dig and get the good bread, the good hot dog, and life is good.
You're fine.
I mean, it's half as good
it's
then,
all good.
But
yeah.
It's all right. Oh. Don't go for bad chili, though. Bad
no,
chili is bad
chili.
There's never anything good in bad chili. That's a bumper sticker if I ever heard one.
Mm-mm.
Okay, here we go. The Roger and Carly Morning Show with our Chamois Car Wash to give away on April Fool's Day.
And a four-pack to Jurassic Quest.
Which is happening this weekend
this
in
weekend.
Brenham. These big, gigantic, robotic...
dinosaurs.
I heard one in their commercial that said 20 feet tall and covered in feathers.
There's really, if you look at the pictures, they're so cool.
It's scary.
It's cool stuff. I want to go.
Okay, here's how you win them from us right now. Just answer our question of the day, and here's the question. This longtime reality competition show is coming to an end after this season, and for the first time ever, there will not be a summer tour. They've always taken the top 10 on a summer tour every year, and that's been a highlight of watching the show. This year, no, because it's coming to an end. This longtime reality competition show coming to an end after this season, and for the first time ever, there will not be a summer tour.
Mm-hmm.
What show are we talking about? 776-5672.
Roger and Carly on 98.3 KORA. There's a new brand in town, the Rockin' Bee Steakhouse in Bryan. Rockin' Bee Steakhouse has brought the taste of a true Texas steak right here to the Brazos Valley. The Rockin' Bee Steakhouse brand starts at the Rockin' Bee Ranch in Bryan, Texas, the heart of cattle country. The chef at Rockin' Bee Steakhouse cooks your steak to order with everything on the side. Makes a steak a steak. Rockin' Bee Steakhouse has a full bar and signature desserts. Try their prime rib on Wednesday nights. Happy hour 4 till 7 Tuesday through Friday. And ladies night with $3 margaritas on Tuesdays. Come watch your favorite game on their outdoor patio 75-inch flat screen TV. Rockin' Bee Steakhouse opens at 4 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. Located at Tabor Road and Rabbit Lane in Bryan. Head them up and move them out to the Rockin' Bee Steakhouse. You'll be glad you did.
We meet by accident at George's Paint and Body. From the biggest job to the smallest net, we'll take care of you. On a body repair that's 7 cents. Stress-free, hassle-free, just like new. Professional and worry-free. Customer service and quality. We meet by accident at George's Paint and Body. We meet by accident at George's Paint and Body.
Brenham National Bank wants you to know that we just enhanced our mobile banking apps for both iPhone and Android. They are available for download from your app stores. They contain many user-friendly features, including enhanced bill pay, secure messaging, instant access calculators, and fingerprint login for iPhone users. Try the new apps. We know you'll like them. Brenham National Bank, keeping you on the leading edge of technology. Member FDIC.
We bring the dance hall to you. It's the Big Texas Jukebox, Saturday nights from 7 to 10 on 98.3 KORA. Brought to you by Brown & Company Insurance, providing professional guidance and support for health and life insurance benefits for individuals and companies.
Okay, we have Pamela Luckinville of College Station, Texas, waiting right now on her smartphone. Because, you know, we had that last hour, the smartphone.
Yeah.
To be our question of the day winner.
Yes.
To get our fabulous prize. Here we go. This longtime reality competition show coming to an end and no summer tour.
Is it American Idol?
American Idol. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, no tour.
I know, that's crazy. And they've done one every year and we've always enjoyed them.
Yeah, they're fantastic. And this year, no.
It's the end of an era. Sad.
Kelly Clarkson started it all, and now we'll find out who ends it all.
Oh, that's a good way to put it.
You know, last night they voted another guy off the show.
I know. It's been interesting watching the changes on the show.
the first person to move forward. Trent, congratulations. Also making it, Dalton, congratulations. The final person to make it through is LaPorsche. Congratulations, LaPorsche. That means we say goodbye to the one and only Mackenzie.
Bye, Mackenzie.
Bye.
So Mackenzie's off the show, and nobody's going on tour.
No.
Pamela knew that. She gets a chamois car wash, plus our bonus prize, Carly.
Uh-huh. Family four-pack of tickets to Jurassic Quest this Saturday and Sunday at the Washington County Fairgrounds.
The CMA of Texas Station of the Year, 98.3 KORA, the Texas Country Original.
98.3 KORA, the Texas Country Original. Dirk Bentley, I hold on. Dirk's one of the co-hosts of the ACMs on Sunday night on the Blinking Eye Network, CBS. Mm. And Dirk's had that dream about being naked.
Yes.
And he put out a video on it.
Yes.
And today's April Fool's Day. There's a possibility that on the version he put out in the beginning was blurred in a strategic area. It may be unblurred today.
That would be
interesting. If you Google it today, especially the part where he drops his cue cards and then has to pick them up with his back to the crowd.
That one I could keep that blurred out. That's fine.
But I think the fact that I just said it means that you just saw it. Isn't that kind of how that goes?
Okay.
The ACMs on Sunday night, Carly and I will be picking who we think the winners are in the 9 o'clock hour today, and we'll just see how well we do at it. You're welcome to play at home, play along at home if you want to, and then we'll all compare our notes on Monday, see how well we did.
Yeah, see what happened.
It's going to be an exciting show, though. We know that.
It is.
Pretty dynamic.
Man, there is some stiff competition, too.
Yes.
It is crazy.
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh.
If someone tells you to go fly a kite this weekend, don't be offended by it because the Kite Fest is at the Wolfpin Creek Festival Field tomorrow afternoon, 1 till 4. This is a free event. It don't cost nothing. From 1 to 4, you can fly your kites, play games, do face painting, bounce houses, prizes, and stuff like that. Now, of course, when you do the activities, You'll spend some money on that, like the face painting, the bounce houses, because it's a fundraiser for Still Creek Ranch. So that's where that money goes.
Okay, fun.
But just to come out and roll out your big paper dragon and put it up in the sky, you know, or your one with the big Superman logo on it or your Batman logo on it, you can just fly them proud between 1 and 4 tomorrow at the Wolfpin Creek Festival Field.
Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local Kubota dealer, now in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, and Sealy.
Don't try to fly your kite today, though, because it's going to be super windy. There you go, it's your kite. 50% chances of scattered thunderstorms continuing through the morning. Cloudy and windy in the afternoon. Cloudy early this evening, but clear skies later tonight. High today of 65, 57 and cloudy. With Roger and Carly, it's 8:11.
ABC News Now. I'm Karen Chase. Donald Trump says they talked unity when he met with Republican leaders in Washington yesterday, but seemed to distance himself further from his controversial comments about women being punished for abortion, saying he may have misspoken. Minimum wage workers in California are getting a raise. By 2022, they'll make $15 an hour. State lawmakers passed the measure yesterday. Virginia State Police still don't know what triggered the shooting at the Richmond Greyhound station that left a state trooper and the gunman dead. Police say they were conducting a counterterrorism drill at the station when a man talking to one trooper pulled a gun. Two civilians were wounded. A Pennsylvania mom is relieved to have her baby back after a kidnapping. A woman befriended her in a mall, and when she handed the child over to her to tend to her other children, both disappeared. Surveillance video and tips from the public helped police track them down. Google is introducing new reality goggles. They're clear glass glasses that show you the world as it really is, the ad says, adding, April Fools. This is ABC News.
Randy Rogers and Wade Bowen doing Texas Country. The song is called Till It Does, and it's on the Texas Country Original. Texas Country from day one.
Hey.
98.3 KORA, 825. And now in the next hour, Carly and I will be talking about the ACMs coming up on Sunday night and looking over the short list of who's been nominated and who we think will win. You know, stuff like that. You know, we're talking about opinion, which we have a lot of.
Oh, we do. Especially when it comes to country music.
Yes, we have an opinion about this thing. Right now, though, in our Cowboy News country music headlines, we'll be talking about some other stuff, some related to the ACMs. Cam, who is up for some awards for, actually, on Sunday night. says that if she had her choice.
Man, I wish I could just wear sneakers. You know what I mean? Because then you know you're definitely going to make it up on stage in one piece. Because you're probably so flustered by the whole thing. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to make sure it's a good thing to think about. I need to make sure that it's easy to walk or easy to get up and clap for whoever else wins.
Did you notice that she doesn't have any kind of a southern accent?
She doesn't.
I mean, that's almost unheard of in country music.
She's not really from
not at all.
You know, she was raised in, like, California.
Yeah.
But she's got, I mean, that's a good idea. This is why, like, I'm speaking as a klutz, as a very klutzy person. I tend to try to avoid high heels at all costs. I can walk in them. Mm-hmm. If I get too high, though, or not paying attention, I'm going to sprain my ankle.
Well, it's not just you. I don't wear them either.
I noticed. You know, but they would really accentuate your calves, so you should think about that.
You mean my heifers?
But while you're thinking about that, let's talk about Florida Georgia Line. They've been winning awards for a few years now. They say it never gets old for them, though. Tyler Hubbard said that they just look at each other every time. Mm-hmm. Their hearts are pounding out of their chests, just like it was the first time they were nominated. It never fails.
You know, when you're nominated for a big award, the fact that you win is an acceptance among your peers that just feels so good.
I bet.
But when you come back the next year, are you still hot? It's a contest that you have no control over, really, by the time you get there. And so, you know, the chances of losing it to somebody else is a little scary.
It is, I bet.
The love you got the previous year can be yanked away.
Oh, quickly.
Chris Young is up for four awards at the ACMs, and he says this just might be his favorite year ever.
It's just pretty unbelievable. I'm always pumped for the ACMs, but this year's going to be special.
Aww.
I'm so glad he said that.
I'm glad he did, too. Steve Earle and Sean Colvin have recorded an album together. It's called, you know, rightly so, Colvin and Earle. And it'll be out June 10th. You can get an early taste right now. Their song, You're Right, I'm Wrong, is streaming at rollingstone.com.
I haven't heard any of it, but I'm pretty sure with Steve Earle involved, you can line dance to it.
Oh, shush. But we'll get that song up at 98.3KORA.com so you can check it out there as well.
Live at the Grand Ole Opry has released a video of Aubrey Peoples. I don't know no Aubrey Peoples except that she plays Layla Grant on Nashville.
Yes.
And it turns out she really can sing.
She can.
Also coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll be doing other people's business.
Yeah, we will.
We got a comment from IGGY about that whole Nick Young, D'Angelo Russell video, blah, blah, blah thing.
Cheating scandal.
Sports in 5.
The Roger and Carly Morning Show on 98.3 KORA.
Proud to be the George Strait Station, 98.3 KORA, 838. Roger and Carly throwing a little sports on you. You know, like right now.
In the NBA, it was Chicago over Rockets by 3, 103 to 100. Dallas and Detroit tonight. College baseball, number 4, Vanderbilt over number 6, South Carolina by 3, 6-3 the final. But the big game coming up tonight, number 1, Texas A&M, and number 2, Florida, 6 p.m. in Gainesville. Texas A&M also taking on Florida Saturday and Sunday. Those games will be on ESPNU. College softball, Arkansas and Texas A&M, 6:30 tonight, the Aggies Softball Complex. NCAA Men's College Basketball Final Four, NRG Stadium in Houston on Saturday. Villanova versus Oklahoma at 5:09, followed by Syracuse versus North Carolina. You can watch the games on TBS. NCAA Women's College Basketball, the Final Four, Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis Sunday. Oregon State versus UConn at 5 p.m. on ESPN. Syracuse versus Washington, 7:30 on ESPN2. It's Friday Night Lights at Kyle Phil for the Fighting Texas Aggie football team. The scrimmage starts at 8 p.m. and is open to the public. Gates at the southeast and northeast corners of the stadium open at 7 p.m. Charlie Hoffman, the first round leader at the Shell Houston Open with an 8 under par 64. Jordan Spieth finished with a 67. University of Texas baseball coach Augie Garrido will be inducted into the National College Baseball Hall of Fame this summer. Garrido has coached 5 national national championship teams and 1,961 victories. But the Horns are coming up a little bit short this year with an 11-14 start. Four local high school soccer teams are in the playoffs tonight. Brenham versus the College Station Lady Cougars. Magnolia versus the A&M Consolidated Lady Tigers. The Bryan Lady Vikings playing Tomball Memorial, and the A&M Consolidated Boys play Magnolia West. Major League Baseball's regular season starts Monday for the Texas Rangers, opening at home with Seattle, and the Houston Astros on the road to play the Yankees in New York.
It is April Fool's Day, but it's also Friday. 50% chance of scattered thunderstorms throughout the morning. It's 58 and cloudy with Roger and Carly. Zach Summers is in the newsroom, and the news brought to you by the Texas State Lottery Commission.
I'm Zach Summers with your KAX HD News update on 98.3 KORA. Upgrades are coming to the Larry Ringer Library in College Station. The City Council approved a $727,000 design contract for the aging library at their meeting last night. It's all part of an $8.3 million bond passed in 2008. The expansion will bring things like more space for books, better soundproofing throughout the library, more parking spaces, and even more program space. Library personnel say they expect groundbreaking to happen later this year. And the council also approved a $944,000 contract for engineering services in relation to the Lakeway Pebble Creek Parkway extension. The $15 million project will connect a portion of Lakeway Drive just behind the Lowe's on Highway 6 to Scott and White Hospital to the north. The road connection will serve as an alternate route to Highway 6. I'm Zach Summers with your KAX HD News update. Now back to the Roger and Carly Morning Show on 98.3 KORA.
Texas country artist Turnpike Troubadours on the Texas Country Original, 98.3 KORA, ringing in the year. It's Roger and Carly on the morning show. It's April Fool's Day, but so far, no really pranks from us.
No.
Nothing too serious.
I am super uncreative with April Fool's pranks.
Well, I hate for people that I trust to mess with me.
And I hate doing that to other people, too. Mm. And I always feel like, well, is this just mean? Is this funny or is this mean? But I've had some really good ones pulled on me. And I will appreciate a good one. As long as it's not mean. Okay. If it's funny, okay.
JR and Ashlyn are going to be doing the breakfast taco thing in a minute.
They are.
That is prime for an April Fool's joke.
It is.
They could pull something off.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if they have anything planned, but I guess we'll see in the video.
I think the combination of the two of them and the opportunity for an April Fool's joke, I think it just jumps out at you.
Very true.
If I was the Office of the Week winner, I would be disappointed if they didn't.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you're just going to speak for them like that?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. And I know JR, if anybody's got something cooking, it's him.
He's acting like
he's
all innocent
it.
Over
See,
there.
See, that's the first step to a good April Fool's joke is to act like you don't know nothing about what's going on.
Yep. He's got that down.
So there.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Oh, look,
so,
Allison's here.
Speaking of, yes.
Speaking of April Fool's jokes, Allison's here. Thanks for that lead-in.
That's not what I meant at all. Hello, Allison from the United Way. You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of April Fool's jokes either.
Really?
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Not really.
Okay, is there an incident? Did something happen once? Is that why you feel that way?
No, not really.
Oh, that's boring.
Yeah.
It's going for the dirt.
I mean, maybe it's because no one's ever really got me. That's not a challenge.
Yeah, no.
I'm not challenging anyone to try and get me today.
Okay, because, you know, the day's not over.
Day is not over. Day's barely getting started.
Mm-hmm. Well, for some people.
Oh, I guess that's true. You guys are in the
We've been here for a while.
We've been out for a minute. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, you know.
Well, what is going on with the United Way with no April Fool's jokes?
With no, there better not be April Fool's joke staff. Do you hear me? I better not get back there. No one's at work. That's the April Fool's joke. We all took the day off. Well, let's see. Around our office, we're participating in a big event tomorrow, so don't anyone forget that college students are coming out to help us all over the community, thousands of college students. We're going to have a group of about 20 college students at our office tomorrow with about 8 board members. So any board members listening that has forgotten that you've signed up for a project tomorrow. Just really appreciate the help. You know, sometimes we need a little spit shining on our building as well. Being a nonprofit organization, we don't spend a ton of money on those kinds of things. So it's nice to get a little bit of free young labor to come and help us with some projects. So we'll be working on that today and tomorrow, prepping for them today and then being there tomorrow. We also have our day of action coming up in a few months that we're starting to do I guess you could call it recruitment for that. But companies have the opportunity to host collection sites to collect books for children, little bitty babies, the tiny, tiny tots in their first year of life. We're looking for board books. Also, we're looking for groups that would want to collect Spanish books because we have quite a few English books. We have a lot of babies that are born in the Brazos Valley into Spanish-speaking homes. So we want to make sure their moms and dads can read to them as well. And so we want to provide Spanish books as well. So if you're interested in hosting a collection site or having a team of volunteers, it's a little early for the volunteers, but if you're an early planner like we are, there's nothing wrong with getting it on your calendar. Mm-hmm. You can learn more about all of this on our website at uwbv.org. That's on June 21st, but our collection sites will be hosted between now and about mid-May or so. So get planning and get collecting. We need toys and books and things like that.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Thank you, Allison. And that's no joke either, really. Thank you.
Thank you.
I feel sincere now today after all the April Fool's talk.
Cool. One of the guys in this band used to have one of those old school BlackBerries handheld devices, and it caught on fire because of the battery in it.
I hate when that happens.
And so they call it BlackBerry smoke.
It's crazy.
It's April Fool's. I can make crap up if I want to.
Yeah.
So I just did.
Did good work. That was a good one.
Pretty Little Lie, Roger and Carly, 98.3 KORA. We're looking at our ACM nominees. Now, the big show, you know, we've already chosen someone to go to the show on our behalf.
We have Stacey Ewing from College Station. She gets on the plane to Vegas today.
Yes. Today's a travel day.
Uh-huh.
Then she goes to that concert for a cause, which happens most of the weekend.
Yeah. It's like all weekend long. It's even going Sunday. Sunday too.
Uh-huh.
And so, and now of course she's going to have time to actually see Vegas. And I don't think you can ever see all of Vegas.
No, you can't.
No.
But there is a casino right at the hotel. So.
Uh-huh. So she won't even have to leave. She
don't have to.
No.
The 51st Annual Academy of Country Music Awards, the ACMs, Sunday night live from Las Vegas on CBS, KBTX here in town. Awards already given.
Yes.
New Male Vocalist of the Year went to Chris Stapleton.
Not a shocker.
New Female Vocalist of the Year went to Kelsey Ballerini.
Not a shocker.
New Vocal Duo or Group of the Year, Old Dominion.
Mm-hmm. See, that one, I don't know. I mean, I love Old Dominion, but New Vocal Duo or Group of the Year, well, that was a tough category.
But it's over. It's done. They chose that already.
It's over. Fine.
Okay. The Tex Ritter Award is going to be presented to Dolly Parton.
Yes.
So there's, you know, and I had to look that up. What is the Tex Ritter Award?
I don't know.
It was very hard to find.
Yes.
I had to go back several years when Bill Anderson won it. Mm. That's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
And they said it was for career achievement.
Oh, okay.
And so for her, they say Coat of Many Colors, her song, was later made into a movie, TV movie. And so that's why they're giving it to her is over that.
Gotcha.
So, and she's going to perform with Katy Perry.
Uh-huh.
They're going to do something together.
That's going to be fun, I think. I think it's going to be fun.
Yes.
We'll see.
Now we get down to Carly and I giving our forecast of who we think is going to win this thing.
Yes.
Let's start with Entertainer of the Year.
Okay. It will probably be Luke Bryan, but I give it to Garth.
So you're choosing Garth.
I'm choosing Garth.
Because you really want him to win it.
I think he really does. I mean, he came back and just selling out, you know, tour stop after tour stop after tour stop. That's pretty dang good.
Who does not deserve to win it is Miranda Lambert. And she's on the list, and I think it was just so they could fill it out.
And it's not that we don't love her, but
it just cooled off this year. Cooled off.
She hasn't done, because, and rightfully so, she went through a divorce, you know, so I get it, but
I Googled Jason Aldean on this, and he has never won this.
Really?
He's won other awards, but he's never won Entertainer of the Year. He has before felt quite gypped that he didn't get it because there's been some years when he had the number one selling concert tour of the year and he didn't get Entertainer of the Year.
I agree with that.
So I looked up who the concert tour number one person was for the year.
Yeah.
Kenny Chesney, who's not even on the list.
Not on the list.
Not even on the list.
Wow.
So that means they're handing it to Luke Bryan.
Yeah.
That means Luke gets it in the tight jeans.
So
he wins.
You're saying it's Luke. Okay. Yeah. Well, Aaron Church
not
was also
I,
up.
Well, not because I want him to get it.
Yeah.
I just think he's going to get it.
I agree. I completely agree. I think I think it should go to Garth, or even Jason is deserving, too. Well, and Eric Church is amazing, but yeah, I think it's going to go to Luke.
Eric's not really an entertainer. He's a creative guy.
He is. Oh, no, have you seen his show? Are you
kidding
me?
I saw it here a few years ago.
Oh, my.
I haven't seen it recently.
I don't know if I wouldn't say he's an entertainer. He's got flames shooting out everywhere and all sorts of stuff going on.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, male vocalist of the year.
It's going to be Chris Stapleton.
See, I think he's the obvious.
Yeah.
And they've already given him so many awards. And basically, what is his history of music? One album, a couple of songs. Are they really going to give him this award for the whole year?
Critically acclaimed Blew Your Face Off album.
Sure.
It's not just, yeah.
But that kind of thing usually leads to the next album, and that's what you win for. Well, but you're going with Chris Stapleton.
I'm going with Chris. Who are you going with?
Dierks Bentley.
Okay.
It's his time.
Gotcha.
He has waited patiently.
Mm-hmm.
He's built toward this moment.
Fair enough.
He's the industry favorite.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people behind the scenes, the movers and shakers.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy that wins it.
Okay.
Female vocalist of the year.
It always goes to Miranda. I'm going with Miranda.
No, they will not give that to her this year.
You don't
year.
Think so?
This is the year she doesn't get anything.
You don't think she doesn't get a she the just year got the she gets nothing. Pity award?
Yes, that's okay. Right. She gets nothing this year.
Well, who do you think it's going to go to?
You know, I'm going to have to call one of them.
Yeah.
It's either going to be Kelsea Ballerini,
mm-hmm.
who is who I'm going to call.
She already got new female vocalists.
But she'll get this too.
I don't know.
Because there's nobody hotter than her right
she's
now.
She's very hot. And she should have gotten this, but she already got new female. And
she'll get
I
them
don't
both.
Know that she'll get both.
She'll get them both.
I don't know that she'll get both.
Carrie Underwood should get it.
I would say
this is for female vocalists.
Yeah.
Who can sing better than Carrie Underwood?
Nobody. And that's why
but
I think
they won't give it to her.
I think it's going to go to Miranda. I still think it's Miranda.
Okay.
Yeah.
A vocal duo of the year.
Joey and Rory.
No question
it's
about it.
It's going to them. You know it is.
I feel bad for the others in this category
yeah.
because they have no choice but to
no,
lose.
There is no competition.
Has
Joey and
them.
Rory. Uh-huh.
Vocal group of the year.
Little Big Town.
No question about
no
it.
No question.
They are dominant in their category.
Yeah.
They are multi-format.
Mm-hmm.
They are very creative and entertaining. They mm-hmm. got to win that.
And there are some amazing groups against them, but, I mean, nobody's on fire like them. Eli Young
right.
Band, Old Dominion, Rascal Flatts, and Zach Brown Band. Zach Brown Band maybe comes close,
mm-hmm.
but what if they haven't done a whole lot
right. That's
either.
Right. They did a very creative album that had all different kinds of music
on it. And it's fantastic,
it.
But
right.
but Little Big Town has just been on fire
they're
and
it.
In the spotlight. So
with Girl Crush, they redefined a sound and a subject.
Yes.
All in one song. So
agreed.
That was pretty impressive. Impressive.
Agreed.
Okay, here we go. Album of the year.
Traveler. Chris Stapleton.
No question about
yep,
it.
Yep, it's
it
has be.
Had such a strong influence
uh-huh.
on country music and what it sounds like today
mm-hmm.
in that shift from pop back to traditional country,
yep.
that heartbroken, heartfelt,
uh-huh.
bluesy country sound.
Yeah.
That's got to be it. And it's really sad for Eric Church to have Mr. Misunderstood in the same year.
It is. It
because
really is.
He kind of went that same direction.
He did.
But when it comes to emotion and feeling,
mm-hmm.
it's
oh,
this.
Traveler.
Mm.
Yeah, and Mr. Misunderstood is fantastic. But, I mean, Chris Stapleton just killed it with
yeah.
that album. There's just, yeah.
Single record of the year.
Mm. So, this one is interesting because Girl Crush is in this category again,
right.
which I'm like, I don't know why.
It's a little old
but
to be in this.
It's a little old, and it's still such an amazing song. So, I'm giving it to Cam with Burning House.
Okay.
But
so you mentioned Girl Crush, then you go with Burning House.
But I wouldn't be surprised either if Girl Crush picked it up.
Uh-huh.
If this was last year, I'd be like, Girl Crush, hands down. But it's been out now for a while, and mm-hmm. Burning House just kind of came on the scene and exploded.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to say it's going to be Cam because, you know, we talked about moving forward
mm-hmm.
earlier.
Yes.
But I will not be surprised if it ends up going to Girl Crush. But I'm really thinking Cam's going to walk away with this.
Thomas Rhett.
Yeah?
Die a Happy Man.
Love it.
That's the winner.
Okay.
It's such a good song.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody likes it.
Yes.
It even crossed over into other music genres.
True.
It's a multi-format hit. And he is just beginning to show his talent.
Mm-hmm.
As much success as he's had, he's such a young guy. I think he gets that.
And I hope. I honestly hope it does go to Thomas Rhett because I
uh-huh.
love that. But I just think they're going to give it to Cam.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thomas is who I want to win.
Video of the year. And Carly and I, during the show, we took out the time to watch some of each one of these
yes.
videos to make our choice on what we thought was going to be the winner. So what are you mm-hmm. going with?
Dierks Bentley Riser.
I agree with you.
It's amazing, amazing video.
It's a very strong subject
mm-hmm.
about a homeless woman
yes.
and her little girl.
Two daughters.
Little girls.
Two daughters.
And
living in a car.
It's his year. It's
yeah.
Dierks Bentley. He's waited long enough. this is going to be his year to jump out there.
I can see that. I had Reiser picked before I went back and watched the other videos before we did that. And so even after seeing him, nope, still Reiser.
I think he gets it too, which probably means he won't, but that's what we're choosing. Vocal event of the year. This is always kind of an interesting category because what you think is right may not be right.
I know. I don't really know exactly what they look for here. Something just different or something that's just super country standard, powerhouse. Right. What are they... I'm going with Keith Urban and Eric Church, Raise Them Up.
I did too.
Okay.
Because that seems to be the most dead-on country.
It was
really good.
Right? And it was a number one song. Because like Miranda Lambert, Little Big Town, Smoking and Drinking, love that song. It just, it didn't really do anything.
And it's an old song.
Yeah.
It's been around a while.
Mm-hmm.
Home Alone Tonight, Luke Bryan, Karen Fairchild, very political song as far as the music industry political.
Definitely.
So the music industry will be pushing that. Hangover Tonight, Gary Allen and Chris Stapleton.
Great song.
But not the winner.
No.
Raise Them Up has got to be it. I really like that song in the fact that, if I remember, Keith Urban said he wrote that song for Eric Church.
Yeah.
And Eric said, I'll sing it with you.
Uh-huh.
Not just by myself.
And it's such a cool, like, even the video for it, everything with that song, it's just, it has that hidden meaning, it has symbolism, it has so much going for it. Plus, it has Keith Urban and Eric Church.
Oh,
so, come on.
There's some star power right there. Those are our predictions for the ACMs. We'll do a review on Monday after the show is on Sunday night. We still have other people's business to get into.
Yep.
That's coming in about 5.
98.3 KORA.
The George Strait Station. We're proud of that point right there because that gives us a reason to just play a whole lot of George Strait all the time. Roger and Carly on the morning show. It's 98.3. Time for us to get our noses.
I love other people's business.
Got into other people's beeswax. We're going to put it out there right now. You want to talk about Iggy or you don't want to talk about Iggy?
I can talk about IGGY.
You can do it.
So one of her Twitter followers, of course, she is engaged to basketball player Nick Young.
Who apparently... is not to be trusted.
Apparently not after this whole video proving that he's been unfaithful came out. So one of her Twitter followers, one of Iggy Azalea's, said, if there's proof of cheating, she'd be doing me a favor to post it. Actually, I'm not trying to marry a cheater. Or suggested that let me try this again.
That like a rapper, though.
I said...
I'm not trying to marry a cheater.
I'm not trying to marry a cheater.
Yeah, there you go.
So, yeah, so she wanted the video to come out, in other words. You know, she wanted to know if there was proof that he was cheating. She wanted to know.
Okay, so if Nick Young turns out to be boyfriend of the year, then maybe Kendra Wilkinson should be girlfriend of the year.
Really?
When she was, shall we say, with Hugh Hefner,
she
was asked if she ever was, if she ever had a hookup with anybody else. Because, you know, Mr. Hefner goes to bed early, and maybe she wanted to stay up a little later. So did she ever hook up with anyone else?
Would you ever hook up with guys and, like, go to the tennis court and stuff like that?
No, that's, I swear, so on my two kids, I never hooked up with one person in the mansion while being with Hef.
Okay.
I have that much respect. I would go to hotels down the street.
You know, got it out of the house at least.
How low is that?
Oh, goodness.
That is super low.
Well, it's not like he was monogamous with her, though, either.
He's old. He's half dead. What is he doing? I mean, if he doesn't have, jumper cables, anyway, run ahead.
Okay. Tatiana Ali from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, 37 now, and she has just announced that she is pregnant and engaged to a doctor that she met on eHarmony.
That's the shocker.
That is the shocker.
I never heard of anybody on eHarmony actually hit the big one.
Well, and I can't believe Tatiana Ali, she is gorgeous.
Yeah.
She's famous.
What is she doing on there?
She went to eHarmony.
What's a doctor doing on there? You know they're going to get some kind of commercial out of this.
He works long hours, you know? I mean, he doesn't have time for dating. He had
time for her. She's pregnant. The National Enquirer has a recording of Charlie Sheen threatening his ex-fiance, Brett Rossi. She's suing him for assault, battery, and HIV exposure. What they have him saying is, I'd rather spend $20,000 to have her head kicked in than to actually pay her any money.
Why are we even talking about Charlie Sheen?
Because he's on anger management.
Goodness, that guy. So Andre Iguodala of the Golden State Warriors, I said it, played a mean early April Fool's Day prank on backup center Festus Ezeli. He made him think the team had cut him just right before the playoffs. Oh, my stomach would drop. He even had a fake radio broadcast made. Like, he went all out.
He did.
And looks like they had him pretty good. I would have believed it.
They got a video on the ESPN website. That's the first thing I saw this morning. Yeah. Was this poor guy thinking he got cut from the hottest team in the NBA.
Yeah.
And that's not right to do that.
No, that's awful.
That's
that
almost
awful.
As bad as that thing JR is saying about you.
Oh,
Ariana Grande says she was almost killed during a show last year when a platform that was lifting her up from under the stage broke and she had to Superman herself out of it. She was so upset she went and licked more donuts at the donut shop.
Hey, when that happens. American Idol ending its run next week, and for the first time there won't be a summer tour featuring the contestants. The show says that the finale will be so memorable and meaningful, and they're just going to let it end on that note.
The guy who's making Top Gun 2 says Tom Cruise will be in it. He didn't say why.
Yeah.
He just said he would.
The CMA of Texas Station of the Year, 98.3 KORA, the Texas Country Original.